Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
So she went to all of her relatives and asked them to forgive her, asked the Lord to forgive her. Now the legal source of the sin has been removed. Daddy's still sick, still dying. He said, what should I do? I said, that's simple. Now you now take James 5. Turn over there. James chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. And so I said, go to your dad. I said, he's a Southern Baptist deacon. I said, tell them this. They may not have never done this in your church, but now then that Satan's legal right has been removed to kill him because your mother's sins have been confessed, I said, take James 5, 14, 15, and 16 and read it to him and tell him, now, Dad, you brought me up in a church. You told me to believe God's Word. This is in God's Word. We may not ever do this in our church, but, Dad, I don't want to see you die. And the doctor said you now have to die. So, Dad, let's do what the Lord says, and let's let Jesus heal you. And so my Bible, I don't know about yours, but my Bible says, is anyone among you sick? Anyone among you sick? Let him or her call for the elders of the church, have them pray over him and anoint him with oil, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has sinned, his sin will be forgiven, and he will be healed. Therefore, confess your faults one to another that you will be healed. Did you read something like that? Is that what you said? Okay, so when anybody gets sick in the church, why don't we do that? Instead of sending them down to the doctor, why don't we do that? Well, they did that. And that man that was 70 years old, that had been given up to die, and had had cancer since 1983 until 1997, 3 years ago when he was 70 years old, in 1 week's time was completely healed. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? So, then they were still stone broke. They still owed everybody in the world. I told him, I said, now then the devil has been found out. And he says he must repay. The scriptures say that. So I said, tell your mother and dad to write a letter to the doctors and the hospitals and tell them about this great miracle. Tell them what God has done in your dad's life. And let's see what the Lord will do with it. And so they did. And within 2 weeks' time, how many of you ever tried to write a letter to a group of doctors in a hospital and get an answer in 2 weeks? Okay, or ever. In 2 weeks, the hospital wrote back and said, that's got to be the most awesome miracle we've ever heard of. Consider your bill paid in full. And all of the doctors, except one, wrote a letter back and said, Mr. So-and-so, that's got to be the most awesome thing since we've doctored you for years. We've never seen anything like this. We'll consider our bill paid in full, except one. One doctor called him and said, hey, I want to see you in my office. So he goes down there. And the doctor gives him a complete physical. He said, you are perfect. I've never seen anything like that. He said, Mr. So-and-so, let me tell you, not only is my bill paid in full, but the rest of your life, as long as you live, if you need a doctor, you come see me and I won't never charge you a penny for a doctor call. Now then, does the Word of God work? Does it work? Sure it does. So if you're sick and afflicted, or if you're a mother that's living in sin, if you're a daddy that's living in sin, when Jesus clearly told you that the sins of the mothers and the fathers are passed to the children 3 and 4 generations, now you know he meant what he said. Isn't that awesome? When you find that out, you can find people that are sick and afflicted today. I've ministered to people at 2 and 3 generations back. Their grandfather was involved in some kind of stuff, and they were dying with a heart attack until we confessed the grandfather's sins and broke the curse. We could not get that man healed. But once we broke the curse of the forefathers, we then got the man healed. I've been through that several times with several people. Awesome, isn't it? The Bible means exactly what it said. Read it like an owner's manual, folks. It ain't difficult. It ain't difficult. It's very, very simple. You read your owner's manual. But you know what the problem is with most of us? We don't know what this owner's manual says. We never read it. We don't know these promises. But anyway, they're there. Okay, so right there, I guess, is a good place to stop. Let's stop right there. And you want to give me some money to help buy more, then just send it to me. If you don't, well, then that's okay. That's between you and the Lord. No, no. I'm working 12 and 14 hours a day. I'm an engineer. I'm in charge of the... in fact, I used to be a regional engineer for the Marriott Corporation. In fact, years ago, I've had a very diversified background. You know, I started out as a young man as an automotive mechanic. And I did that for a few years until I went in business for myself. I worked for a Chevrolet dealer, and then I went in business for myself in a garage. And then Uncle Sam called me, and I went off to war, to Vietnam. And praise the Lord, I lived through that. And I came back, and then I went back to school and finished my schooling. And then I got into engineering, and I became an airline pilot. And I was an engineer, professional engineer, on a DC-8 for a while until the company I was flying for went bankrupt. And then I came back to the States. Well, I went first, I left here and went to Frankfurt and flew over there for 2 years till that outfit went bankrupt. And then I came back to the States and I went to work for American, and I taught their avionics on their simulators, on their 707s, the avionics package, for about a year until I was hired as a regional engineer for the Marriott Corporation. And I took care of all their building and construction and all the maintenance of all their buildings and their equipment over the southern half of the United States for many years until they were bought out by the SkyShift Corporation in 1995, and they closed the engineering division. And so they moved me into these two facilities over here as the city maintenance manager. I take care of about 35 men, about 145 trucks, and about 240,000 feet of building. And we've got a little budget over there, about $2 million a year is all I take care of out here. It's not a very big deal, but compared to what I used to do. But it's kind of give me time to slack off. The Lord has well trained me to do what I do. He's given me great and awesome knowledge to take care of those facilities, as well as walking through the place on the course of a day, teaching men and women the Word of God, speaking words to them, laying hands on the sick, casting demons out of them, and seeing our God do great and awesome things. In fact, Robert Henderson, a young man, I guess Bob's in his 40s, I don't know, but I'm guessing late 40s maybe. He came into my office in the last year. He said, "Thurman, I've got bad news." He said, "I've been feeling bad, and I went to the doctors, and they done a check on me, and I've got these big black spots in my lungs. I have to go back next week for them to do a biopsy to see what kind of cancer it is, but the doctors think it's lymphoma," and he said, "it'll probably be terminal the way it looks in my lungs." And I said, "Bob, I told you to quit smoking." He said, "I know. You've been after me ever since I've been here. 4 years you've been trying to get me to quit." But he said, "I won't ever smoke another one." And I said, "Well, it's a shame that you have to get this far before you'll do that." I said, "Are you willing to make the Lord that promise that you'll not smoke another cigarette?" He said, "Yes, I will." I said, "Okay, you tell him, and then I'll take authority over your cancer." So he made the Lord the promise that he would never smoke another cigarette. So I looked right at his chest, and I said, "Satan, I'm a son of God. All the spiritual blessings of God are mine, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3. And all the power that was available to Jesus is available to me as a son of God. I am an equal with Jesus on this earth because he made me that way." I said, "Now then, you spirit of cancer, I command you to die. Every cell in Robert Henderson's body, in his lungs, I command every cancer cell in your body to die right now in the name of Jesus." I said, "Thank you, Father. It's done." I said, "You go back next Thursday and let them do the test, and your cancer cells will all be dead." He went next Thursday, and they done the test. And when he come back Monday, he said, "Thurman, it is awesome. Everything they checked was totally dead." I said, "Jesus is awesome, isn't he?" He said, "Thurman, this is awesome. I never seen anything like this." I said, "Well, the only reason it didn't is because people don't believe this book." I said, "It works every time if you believe God." So anyway, about 3 weeks later, he came and he said, "Thurman, they want to go ahead and open me up. The doctor says it just can't be that they're all dead." I said, "Well, you got a choice to make. Are you going to believe God? All the biopsies it took showed they were all dead. Now you're either going to believe God, or you're going to let them open you up and scrape these things out of you and look. I said, you've now got a good fight of faith to fight. You're going to have to believe what God says. You're going to believe what that doctor said. That's what the Lord was telling us in 1 Timothy 6:12 when He said, fight the good fight of faith. That's the only fight Jesus told us to fight by the Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Well, He said, I've not walked in this like you have, so I'm going to have to let them open me up and look in there. I got to be sure. I said, okay. So they did. They scheduled his surgery. They opened him up, took all the cells out, and guess how many of them was totally, completely dead? Every one of them. Every one. Sewed him back up, fully recovered, back to work, no chemo, no radiation, no nothing. He has now seen the power of God work from a man that speaks in faith. Isn't that awesome? That's available to every Christian. You know, I'm nothing special. There's only one difference between me and most other Christians I've met. I believe what I read. I believe what I read in this book. That's all it takes, isn't it? Now then, let's press on here. Anybody else have a question? But the thing about it is, young lady, what you need to realize, and you definitely need to get my tape and take it home with you on spiritual warfare. You definitely need that, because what happens is, just like the story I told you a while ago about Lori, the little lady, you know, that called me from Denver. I mean, you know, her eyes were totally blinded by the God of this world. And I could have done everything I wanted to do that wasn't scriptural, and all that girl would have done was laugh at me because she had a demon in her. See, He had blinded her mind. See, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their minds to the blessed gospel. Otherwise, they would hear it and be saved. So see, when you read your owner's manual, you learn these things. And when you read that and you get that in your spirit, that, hey, this person is lost because Satan has blinded their minds. Now then, if I have authority over the devil, why should I continue to let that person be lost? So what you do is you take that tape on spiritual warfare, you listen to it, you learn how to do it, and there's no distance in the spiritual realm. You can do from home the same thing you can do if they're standing in front of you. Everything that's wrong with you could be because of your father's sins.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.